What are the strengths and weaknesses of government policies under Jokowi?
Jokowi, I think, is a figure where millions of Indonesia put a lot of hope. Yeah. So if you see the Time magazine, it's New Hope. Yeah? So I think that's basically it. That should be an opportunity. Because of the background that is not coming from old school or old traditional political leaders, and also coming from humble background, and coming in the era where inequality is rising, so Jokowi then rise as a leader who people put very much hope that can addressing those problems. So this hope that that people put on him, I think I can see that as a strength. Jokowi has that mandate, so that has strength. But that can be also a weakness, because if that hope is still too high, but the realization is not as expected, that can be backfire as also as a weaknesses. And that couple with another weaknesses, which is as a new guy, new kid on the block, for example, yeah? So he doesn't have much, particularly if it's also coupled with bringing also new peoples in his cabinets, so that again can become an opportunity, that can become a risk, because we have to accept that there will be a transition time where they understand all very details aspect of the economy or even development that they manage. So we should anticipate that there will be the transition for them to learn first the detail of everything. So that can be so delay in the outcome of the realization of this hope, I think, should be anticipated. So that I see that the weakness. But in general, overall, I think in the medium term, in the long-term future, I still have put hope, the hope is still there. So because I can anticipate it. So that's the cost that we have to pay, that we want something new.